Welcome to Thursday. It's the Riffin' Xenophobe Show. I'm your Cadbury Cream Egg Xenophobe.
And I burned my tongue on hot soup. What is good soup, though?
Yeah, we went and ate at a neat little restaurant that was having a benefit for the Arizona Highway Patrol. That was not the reason why we went, but we went, and they had really good onion soup.
French onion soup is the best soup ever.
Yeah. I like red onion soup better, actually.
Yeah, I don't think I've had that.
Yeah, I mean, it's good when you put a little bit of cheese toast on top and you hook it in a ramekin. And the entire house smells like caramelized onions.
Oh, yeah.
It's really nice.
Best smell ever.
Yeah. I had a $20 piece of salmon. It was pretty good. I don't know if it was $20 good, but...
This is as good as the $5 milkshake.
Yeah. Something like that. Which is great because I'm going to eat sushi tomorrow, and yeah, it's going to be a fishy day. I'll have to go get fish and chips for lunch or something.
Just to completely fill ourselves with fish.
Yeah.
And grow gills.
Yeah. Then we could swim underwater, except for there's no water in the state, you know?
That's true.
So.
Maybe we could get a special variety of gill that allows you to breathe sand.
Oh, man, that would be really cool.
That would be cool.
Somehow separates the oxygen out of the sand.
Yeah.
That's maybe not quite how it works.
Probably not.
And Insergni, I'm not sure if that's how you say that, saying our levels are good, which is good. Thank you, Insergni. Oh, I guess we should read some questions. This is the question and answer show.
All right, you ready?
Armac gives us an anime face, which is highly appropriate.
The sort of little sideways squinting anime face?
Yeah. People are saying our levels are a little bit low. I don't know how much more I can give the mic. It's give it one more boost. Is that any better? I guess we'll...
La 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 la.
La 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 la. I guess we can just talk a little louder. Oh, let's see here. Fred Levi saying something that I assume had to do with the last week. And then Nick saying no one calls him Insergni, so I'm sorry. All right, let's see here. Slashor says people on the wait list don't show us leaving the clan in the log. Yeah, it's a little bit goofy. I need to go in and look at all the clan stuff because there's some weird bug that I can't track down with when a clan goes empty. And when a pie hits your eye.
I hear tell that that's amore.
Yeah. And that, what was that horrible eel joke?
Oh, it's something like when you're down in the sea and something bites you on the knee, that's amore.
When an eel bites your knee, that's amore.
Yeah. It was better than that.
Yeah, it's better whenever you get it right the first time and have the little song to go with it.
Yeah.
But, you know, for a B radio show like this, I'm pretty sure that'll work.
Yep.
I don't think we're going to get any major awards anyway.
I don't think they're expecting that much out of us.
Yeah.
You better not be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, expectations should be low.
And that way you'll never be disappointed.
That's my motto in life. Keep your expectations low enough so you'll never be disappointed.
Woohoo!
Words to live by. The count says, would it be possible to pull things out of your terrarium? We entertained that notion a while back, and either apathy or some concrete reason killed it. I don't know which one it was.
I'm thinking we decided that although we continue to maintain that the mall is not the game, there would be a lot of people who would be very angry with us if we allowed people to take rare terrariums out of their rare familiars out of their familiars and bust up the market. Yeah.
Yeah, but I think it would be kind of cool. It's just sort of zap something at your familiar and go. Ah! And turn back into an egg or a larva or whatever the hell the larval form.
Yeah, it was originally going to be like de-evolution spray, but
yeah.
Then it turned out that already existed as a card in the Pokemon card game.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, oh, crap, can't do that.
Yeah. Sir Phil Shady says, sarcasm should have its own color in chat. Well, Sir Phil Shady, if you can write us a sarcasm detector in PHP, we will gladly use it.
Yeah, if you can invent a way for the computers on the internet to detect when someone is being sarcastic, you could make a lot of money.
Yeah, I would suggest not giving it to us. I would suggest patenting it.
Yes, and then working on the device that allows you to punch people in the face over the internet.
Yeah, because if you can detect sarcasm, you can probably punch someone in the face over the internet.
Yep.
which has always been a dream of mine.
Oh, yes.
That way you would really have to wear boxing gloves at the computer.
It would. I'm sure it would make our mods job a lot easier, too.
Yeah. I have to get some sort of, like, punchback filter for them. Find the bits and just sort of delete them.
Yep.
That's how it works. Freak says, who does the announcing for the wrestling? Midgets.
Midgets, yeah. That's what's the announcer's name? Is it just KWE announcer?
Yeah, it's really generic.
Yeah.
He's not even a real account. And before any of you try it, I've already added his name to the blacklist, so don't try to make a KWE announcer name. And if I find any variants, I will have your balls removed.
Forcibly.
Yes, with a rusty fork. But yeah, that's actually all automated. We spent several fight cycles testing the script and refining it and making it funny. It's funny and yet random and computer-generated. So stick around on sometime on Saturday, guys, and watch the fight. It'll be really good.
I can't wait. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah, I'm just waiting for the chat to just go insane. Poor moderators. I'll have to, like, give them something. I don't know, like...
candy.
Or a pie.
Flowers.
Yeah. Oh, do-do-do-do. Sizzler says, in the hippie produce stand, the listed order of the items changes every day. Why is this so? I don't think that it is so.
I never noticed that, but then I haven't gone to the produce stand in
an Ascension?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't play the game. Actually, I started playing the game again.
I did another Ascension recently, but then I hung around after the Ascension was over to get a bunch of the new trophies, and I haven't bothered to ascend again since.
Yeah, I started a multi, and I started ascending them. Nothing goes to whoever figures out what the person's name is, because I don't want to give you anything, and this isn't a contest show.
That's right.
So if you buzz in with the right answer, I disable you.
That's a great prize.
I think it is, too. Yeah, it's good for everyone else. I mean, it makes the game faster whenever we disable people.
Gorblax wants to know about how the back room in John Wilkes' booth works. How does it affect the matches? We're not going to tell you that. But he does also ask how the payouts for each fighter change, and this might be a good time for you to explain how that works.
Yeah, they mostly got it nailed in the forum, so I don't mind explaining it. Basically, the payouts are completely a function of how much meat has been put into the system. And the payouts change based on how much meat has been bet on each wrestler. So if Rue is really popular, his payout will be lower, which is why the payouts keep changing. And the reason why we did that, because it was really easy to code.
Yeah.
And it guarantees that we always sink some meat rather than having to basically do a best guess situation where we'll probably, by virtue of my ineptitude, be giving meat out to the population rather than sinking it.
And while it's true that a sports event such as this would not generally run on a paramutual betting system, it was entirely too daunting a task for us to work out a way to automate normal sports booking.
Yeah.
So that's why we're using this.
Yeah. It really is just dirt simple, and it works, and it does what we want. KWE isn't really designed as a big meat sink. I'm going to run a query here while I'm talking. Hopefully I can do two things at once. It's not sinking a whole lot of meat right now. Like, the MMG sinks 10 times as much meat as this thing does every day.
Although there will probably be a run of betting, like, right at the last minute before the fights.
And which is to be expected. It really won't help you in the long run. Betting at one point is just as good as betting at another point, because your bet's going to effectively take the payouts down. But let's see here. Wrestler, I need some amount. Group by wrestler ID. MySQL is exciting stuff, folks. Stay tuned. Oh, I forgot to make it pretty. You want to read another question while I decipher this?
Let's see. Blah, blah, da, 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 da. Bum51 asks, could you make a clan lifetime member stats page with all the ascension history for the members of the clan? Well, that's an interesting idea. We were also thinking about doing clan leaderboards.
Yeah, that's something that some furniture that you could buy from the clan that would, because we've sort of discovered through our meat tracking that clans are incredibly popular meat sinks, which is something that we didn't really expect.
Yeah, I don't know what all the people putting money in their clan stashes are spending that money on.
Yeah.
Hey, if you want to do it.
It's just, I feel that there could be a team feel that a lot of cool clan stuff could go in, and Armac and Mary and Doom are laughing at us and waving at us and generally being full from dinner, I assume. We also have Quig, is it? Yeah, Quig listening in. She gave Armac and Mary of Doom a ride back to the office. So it's just a big party in here, guys. It's
woohoo!
Yeah, they hitchhike together, and they're, although they probably can't hear you through because these mics aren't very powerful, but you know. Okay, I ran me a query, and about 300 million meat has been pumped into KWE since it started. And I'm not going to tell you how much that sinks, although if you look in the forums enough, you'll probably figure it out, because they, like I said, they pretty much got it pegged. Stupid smart math people. I hate math so much.
I was surprised that they worked out what the house cut was just from those numbers.
Yeah.
I wasn't even aware that was possible.
If the formula can go one way and there's no, like, obfuscation, which there really isn't, it can go the other way. That's how algebra works.
True.
I'm sure anyone who's even remotely better at math than I am, which is probably 75% of our player base, will be punching me in the face right now for making that sort of assumption. But, you know, close is good enough in horseshoes, hand grenades, and computer games.
That's right.
Let's see here. Oh, dumbass says, can Ooh make it so messages in chat are translated? Translated from what to what? Like, languages?
Translated from what he's talking in into English? Where you, like, spell out the entire words?
We have the Wang command for that. I mean, that's reasonable.
Yeah.
But I don't think we can do, like, Spanish to English. That would be kind of hard.
Yeah. It would probably take a lot of bandwidth to run everything through Babelfish first.
Yeah,
although we could pretend just by, like, searching for
common
foreign words. So if we detect you're typing in a foreign language, we just fill the message with gibberish.
Yeah.
Esperanto.
Yeah,
we just translate everything in the game into Esperanto.
Yeah, that would
automatically
work really well. Oh, Esperanto, where would we be without you?
Probably exactly where we are. Right,
yeah,
now.
Esperanto is. Vicky says, please tell me nothing else is only creatable using the hot stuff in his quirk. Seems like it'd be an open invitation to force the servers to death. I'm not going to say that, but confirm or deny that for sure. Also, note that I had nothing to do with hot stuffing. It was something that was completely able to do with the existing admin interface and therefore required no code. So I don't especially like that he did it at all, but I also don't care enough to complain a lot. So, and it provided some people with a reasonably fun amount of spade time. So it's not a bad thing. It's just sort of ornery.
But yeah, it's not. I mean, having done that sort of joke once, I doubt we're gonna do it again.
Yeah, we've done too many binary puzzles where you either have it or you don't. I think puzzles in the future will have things such as clues and hints, or maybe progression. Not try this and fail, try this and fail, try this and fail. Oh, I got it! I'm so lucky! You know. That sort of thing. Yeah.
We'll just fill it with lots of horribly complicated color-based mazes instead.
Yeah, so that way all of our colorblind and blind, blind aspected players.
That's right. Yeah, everything will be 37 shades of blue and logic puzzles with with 22 variables.
If any of you are unfamiliar with the references we're making, we're basically referencing Rip's puzzle contest, in which contained a 3D maze that was color-coded in a 9x5 logic puzzle, which is just insane.
I still swear that those colors were perfectly discernible on my monitor.
Well, I printed it out, and I couldn't tell the difference between, like, the light blue and the like, gray blue?
Really? Cause
yeah, it's like here's.
I could see people having problems with like the black and the dark green and the dark blue, but
yeah, I basically what I did was I kept one copy up on my monitor and turned the brightness all the way up.
Yeah.
And then I just filled the one on paper in as I was solving it, and just for my point of glory, I was the one who found the error in the 3D maze puzzle.
Yeah.
I was so happy. I contributed. It was great. Yeah, I'm going to give myself a Bug Finder blade. Let's see. Philip suggests that we add a tower monster that can only be destroyed by cola grenades, which I would think people would just... He does claim that it would stop people complaining about the cow, which I would agree that it would
that
at least
true,
some of the complaining.
Yeah. A tower monster that you could cause yourself to never be able to defeat would probably not be a wise idea.
Yeah. Let's see here. People wanting towel-related items for Douglas Adams's birthday, which I mean,
Towel Day is the day he died. Actually.
Oh, is it?
I'm not positive.
It's either the natality or fatality. It's one letter off. I mean, who cares?
Yeah.
He wasn't that important anyway. He didn't do anything cool with his life.
Wow. The hating is...
I actually don't hate Doug with that. I did enjoy the Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy series. But, you know, it's my job to be contrary and insulting, so I'm just living up to my end of the bargain, earning my paycheck. Goreblex says, take a look at the screwdriver description. Then take a look at the drink text. Then take a look at the screwdriver description and take a look at the drink text. He didn't actually say it twice.
Okay.
Don't you think you should avoid making the same joke about an item twice?
I
mean, how often are you going to drink a screwdriver anyway? You just one more step and it could become whatever it is that when you add a DB drink accessory, whose item I do not remember.
I don't know. Pretty reasonable joke. Actually, I think it's not the same joke. It's in one place, it's the Phillips screwdriver, like, milk of magnesia joke.
Yeah, I love that joke.
It's screwdriver senses joke. So it's not exactly the same joke. It's just jokes that involve the same things.
Well, I'm going to drink one and figure out what the text is, so that way I won't wonder about it all night. Poof, there's a screwdriver in my inventory. It's all screwdrivery. Oh, yeah, you drink the screwdriver, you're tempted to add some milk of magnesia and make it a Phillips screwdriver, but you resist the temptation, because that would be really, really awful. That sounds like a Jack one to me.
Probably, yeah.
Because it's really, really awful. But, Armac was behind me and he scared me. Like, ah!
I'll change my aftershave.
Yeah, there you go. Good plan. Enemy Lasagna says, "Hey guys,
don't answer that."
Oh yeah, oh ooh, yeah. Enemy Lasagna, well, we refuse to answer that under a penalty of perjury. I'm not quite sure.
Purgatory.
Perjury, purgatory.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't read that one. Sorry, but now you can brag to all your friends, and they can think you're a complete nut. Let's see here. Cyan220 says, "Can you give us a rough idea of how many Mr. A's and Mr. A's are earned by donations each month?" I don't know that I can tell you how many Mr. A's we have, because those are manually processed. And
probably shouldn't tell how many regular Mr. A's.
Yeah. I'm going to look for myself because I'm curious how many we've generated so far. But yeah, Jake doesn't like it when we think about money. So... yeah, money's bad, Kai. Quite a few. There have been quite a few Mr. A's. That's a number that everyone can enjoy.
Bunya Bandler wants to know why I'm not a mod. It's because I don't want any of the responsibilities of a mod.
See, I'm sort of a mod, kind of, in that I basically gave myself the power to ban and disable people without anyone telling me it was okay.
That's just because you're a griefer.
Yeah. But I maintain that I have no responsibility because I can do that. Because I have no problem being a jackass. Bahu says, rearrange the skins in the Trapzor's place to Hippo Yak Penguin to light up with the must-miss Moxie shields. But they're in item ID order right now. I don't want to do that. That would be not an ID order. And can't you appreciate item ID order? Aren't you, like, werebears multi? I don't know that anyone would get that joke.
Oh, right.
He being the obsessive, I'll say it thrice, collector that he is.
That's how you know it's true.
Yeah. Now we're going to summon the deck ghost of obsessive. You know, it'll come up from a casket and then, like, make us have weird faces.
What?
Yeah.
What?
and Marmak points out it would be played by Val Kilmer this time.
I have no idea what they're talking about.
Did you not see Beetlejuice?
What's that got to do with Val Kilmer?
Michael Keaton played Beetlejuice.
Right.
Val Kilmer has to play Beetlejuice now.
Oh, okay. Okay, yeah. I gotcha.
It's a Batman joke. Har, har, har.
Right, okay.
Hurdy, hurdy, hur, I'm a movie nut. Mr. Ascender says, how about some elemental volleyballs? They could do an elemental attack plus act as a better volleyball, except it only improves one stat. That's...
We were thinking about hats for them that would tune a volleyball to a particular stat.
We don't. We also sort of think that people wouldn't enjoy that.
Do we?
Or I kind of do, but I don't know what anyone else thinks. Vicky says, do plus monster level items affect the sorcerers? I'm pretty sure they don't.
I don't think they affect anything that scales to your level.
Yeah, because it does the scaling after it calculates a plus monster level for your stuff.
Right.
Jerkso asks for a pixel familiar. We can't really think of anything good.
There's been a few suggestions, but...
Yeah, we're also kind of familiared out lately after the whole just, like, spooky gravy fairy, sleazy gravy fairy, NPCR! You know. The chatter... Yeah, and Armac goes on the list all the familiar since December. So, yeah. Also, we have no idea what's going to be in Mr. Store next, or in a couple days, which is something that's sort of distressing.
How long have we got to figure that out?
Like, a couple days. It'll be the 28th tomorrow, so we got, like, 2 days. We could do something great, right, guys?
We've done it in shorter amounts of time.
Definitely. But we have a hot stuff here, who claims not to have the plague this time, which is nice, to help us cipher... Yeah, except for the fact that he already gave it to Jack. Goddamn plague bearer. I don't want the plague. I got strep throat the last time he was here. Fucking strep throat. And 2 ear infections. I was sick for February. It was terrible. I got to punch him in the eye next time I see him. Slime says, will we ever see a slanding? I don't know what a slanding is.
The not slanding.
Oh, yeah. I think it would kind of stretch that joke further than it needs to go.
I think there actually is one in the updated Peak stuff that Scully wrote, but I kind of object to it because I think it should remain like the mythical creature that you never actually see one.
Yeah. A Naked Jew says, I think there's a period missing from the end of the last sentence in the sleeping baby challenge in the basement. I already fixed that a day or two ago, actually. Someone had sent it to me in a K-mail, and I was like, I am a giant lapdog. I'm going to do whatever you want. And then I fixed it. And I was like, how does that feel, you filthy bastard?
Wow.
And then I got bitter. So, yeah. Let's see. So yeah, that's how things roll at the office. Pretty much, I make everyone feel bad, and they make me feel bad, and it's just a general orgy of sadness.
General Orgy of Sadness is my favorite emo band.
Yeah. Moob says, why is it that I can get too drunk to pick a fight yet I can still bake a friggin' pie? Because pie is really good. Yeah, that's why it's an easy bake oven. Griffin P says, which is not a hippie Griff, as some of you might have guessed, do you guys at least know how you're going to make the Seal Club or consumable crafting skill, or are you just procrastinating? We actually have it most of the completely imp. Yeah. Armac is threatening to hit me with a bone.
For the skeleton soul.
Yeah. Skeleton soul! Actually, the Seal Club or consuming skill is actually written and working. It's just that we have to find things to do with what it makes.
Yeah, we just haven't finalized all the various recipes and tie-ins with the other skills.
Basically, all of the level 15 skills that we haven't defined yet are all sort of interconnected in that they require things from each other. So they're all going to roll at once, and I think the tentative plan is to have them roll with Naughty Sorceress the 13, but that's still up in the air. We haven't really laid any groundwork for that yet.
That's probably something we'll get tied together while Hot Stuff's here.
Hopefully. Well, at least this time.
He's good at that sort of thing.
He has lots of twine.
Yeah.
Vicky says, why can't we add items to our display case and specify a shelf to put them on simultaneously? Because I'm lazy.
That's a good reason.
Yeah, that's my default reason. And there are no two words that are sweeter in the English language than default. Let's see here. Bahu suggests a barnacle plus gravy fairy familiar. I think we have enough gravy fairy familiars in the game now.
Yeah, but something that acted as a barnacle plus a gravy fairy would not be a bad combination.
Smigs.
Is that what the riftlet does?
I didn't know the riftlet did plus item drops. I don't think so. That would be really overpowered. I think. Gives you extra turns, slows the enemy down, and does the gravy fairy thing. I don't know. I wasn't around. I don't remember.
Yeah, I don't remember. Yeah.
Yeah. We'll send our crack team of investigators to figure that out. And by crack, I mean the only two who have computers here.
That they're on crack?
Yeah, that too. Let's see. Smig says, I think habanero and jalapeno spheres should be changed into passive skills that work like the Pith Helmet's HP MP regen, giving you an amount of MP HP per adventure based on your mysticality. No.
No.
Those skills would single-handedly break the game.
That would be a terrible, terrible idea to make those passive skills.
Yeah.
Wow, that would be
Not to rain on your parade. But yeah, that's pretty powerful. I mean, have you ever tried adventuring with a purple snow cone in hardcore? It's great. And we don't want people to be able to just do that all the time. Stasis strategies are already prevalent. I don't know how you say that.
Prevalent, I think, is correct.
Slime says
Mary of Doom nods, and she knows because she's an editor. She's word good.
Yes.
she's the Domin Editrix.
Yeah. Domin, that's pretty good. Slime says, you should be able to find a period in the Dungeons of Doom that increased the combat frequency of bears.
There aren't any bears in the kingdom, they're just bars.
Yeah, but I also don't get the reference. It's not a netting reference, because it's like periods are empty squares.
Huh. It is a mystery to me.
Wait,
he follows that up with, granted a period in NetHack is an empty space, but you could, like, pry up a dungeon floor tile.
I still don't get it.
What are you even talking about?
If you're listening, you might want to reply to us and be like, hey, dumbasses, this is what I meant. O'Greedy says, you should put some designated driver adventures in the tavern for teetotalers. We don't make a policy of making every zone such that every path can gain some benefit from it. Whenever you choose a path, you're choosing to make sacrifices.
Indeed.
So you can't have everything. You can't have your cake and then drink it, too.
Mmm.
Liquid cake.
Cake juice.
Ew. Shoes do make great cake.
I don't think he said shoes.
Oh, did he not? It just seemed kind of goofy. Especially whenever it came out of my mouth. let's see. Grayson says, everyone who worked for Asymmetric Publications had some sort of fighting tournament. Who would win? Huh. I don't know. I'm not very... RMAC votes for me, which I do appreciate the favor, but I'm not very strong. So, and I'm... I don't think Griff would win because he's kind of small.
Yeah, well, but I'm sneaky.
Yeah, he does. he would come to the fight with a pocket full of sand and broken glass.
Yeah, jam my hand in it and go ah, and then I'd be out. So
yeah. Yeah. Let's see. It'd probably come down to me and Skullhead, and we'd probably have a sissy bitch slap fight.
Yeah.
So, because I've hit Zach before, and he curls up into a little ball whenever I punch him lightly on the arm. So yeah, he would go down in the first round crying like a banshee. She's not on staff though. Yeah. I could take her down, I think. That we're talking about Phoenix, for those of you who, which all of you who can't hear RMAC talking. Yeah. Let's see. Archangel says, what is by far and away the most superior hat amongst the collection at the office? I'm partial to the Viking hat.
I like the Wizard's hat.
Yeah, that's pretty good. He's also got a Thomas Jefferson also has a blue fright wig that I'm fond of.
The wig is cool. Yeah, yeah. The giant eyeball wearing a blue anime wig is.
Yeah. I like the paper hat. Yeah, RMAC made him a paper hat, but it's currently sitting on top of the Star Destroyer.
Yeah.
At a jaunty angle.
A very rakish hat. It's a jaunty hat at a rakish angle.
Hat at a jaunty angle.
I think that's what I said.
It's one of those. Yeah.
Archangel also goes on to say, what is roughly the statistical chance of getting a black snow cone? So I'm now in my second hardcore section. I haven't seen one since I started going hardcore.
Man, I haven't got one yet.
I want to say they're like 1 in 20, but it's got to be rarer than that.
Here, I'm gonna summon snow cones. Drum roll. Nope. How did you get 2 in 1? Oh, multis. Okay. No. Not on... How?
Oh, she ascended.
Oh, she ascended.
I'm going to make snow cones right now. I didn't get a black one. I got a red, a green, a purple.
I got a fake hand, a yellow snow cone, and a joy buzzer.
Oh, I can do that, too. This is great radio.
Yeah.
I got a Pet Rock Snooty disguise, a wind-up shattering teeth, and a bag of airline peanuts.
Woohoo!
Yay.
Those peanuts are great. I'm really proud of that joke.
Yeah. Remember all the in-flight disaster scenarios they're in? They didn't run this one. There's a bunch more from Archangel UK. I'm going to let someone else have a turn. Gleep says, how about a piece of familiar equipment that gave the properties of a defective skull? That's something I remember someone else suggesting on one of the shows.
Not a bad idea.
Yeah. Let's see. Istanbul says there should be a centipede trophy that comes out for visiting a trophy that will have 98 fake hands equipped. Actually, if we were going to do a trophy for that, which we haven't, which I'm just going to tell you, it would be the 100 hand slap trophy for having 100 equipped.
That's true.
Because Street Fighter 2 is a fun game. 100 hand slap.
Menden asks, will we ever get to put the lime in the coconut? If I have anything to say.
We're not going to put the goddamn lime in a coconut. Stop it. It's not funny. It's not funny.
Isn't that Fudge Bump, though, made of a lime and then a
coconut? No, not anymore. Yeah. Gleeb says, great job revamping the contact ignore page. Well, thank you. How about making contacts and ignore collapsible? Do you really have that many contacts?
Like, it seems like if you need it collapsible, then you would rather have, like, have it paginated.
Yeah, I don't. I guess I could, but I don't want to do it right now. Hanetsu says, has the sunken chest been openable since before Ascension or only since Ascension rolled out?
It's always been openable, as far as I know. Given the right circumstances.
Yeah, you just gotta have everything, your chakras aligned and your keys waxed. and
turtle waxed.
Yeah. Gleeb says, are the KWE fights predetermined like real wrestling? They actually aren't. They could be, but they aren't.
Well
actually,
they're predetermined right before the fight.
Yeah.
But not, they haven't been determined as of now.
Yeah. Like, whenever the script starts for the fight, the system, or the script determines who wins.
Yeah.
Which has a little bit of random wiggle room, so we can't actually tell you who's going to win before the matches go down, which is sort of cool. And then it basically scripts the entire fight at once and then plays it back. So. And I've added a bit of code that should hopefully log transcripts of those fights, but I have no data with which to test a suitable reader interface, so I'm going to have to wait a day or two until after the fights before I can get transcripts up.
But you just dump them as text somewhere?
Yeah, but I have to make a folder, and I have to have data with which to test. That's my problem.
Gotcha.
And I want to make sure that it's actually logging the transcripts before I waste my time trying to maintain a broken system, rather than fixing said broken system. So it will come. It will be good. You can see your the fight between Waldo and Das Uber Cool Rom that goes off at 6 in the morning. So yeah. Strong Bad Fan EX says something that Riff is actually working into one of his quests.
Kind of, sort of, yeah.
So I'm going to leave that one out.
We'll leave that out.
Johnny Extreme says, so, what do you guys think of Nintendo's new name for the next-gen console? For your information, it's called Wii.
Wii.
Spelled W-I-I. I think it is a terrible, horrible, disgusting name.
I'm not as offended by it as that, but I do think it's kind of lame.
Yeah. I mean, it's a really great Japanese pun, but it's not a very good American name. So.
Wii.
Yeah.
Maybe it'll come with gonads and strife.
Yeah. If it came with Lightning in the Rain, I would definitely be more interested in the console. Not to say that I'm not interested in the console. I'm very interested in the console. I will probably go and buy one as soon as they come out, because I have money and can do that. But, you know, just saying, stupid name. LOTE says, hey, is there a limit to the friend and ignore list? Not that I'm aware. So feel free to befriend everyone in the kingdom, or better yet, ignore everyone in the kingdom.
There's probably some kind of numerical upper limit. But
not really.
Really?
It
doesn't hit power of 2 minus 1.
No, it's not a single number, so it doesn't need necessarily do that.
Hmm.
Just be warned that the bigger your ignore list and contact list gets, the tougher it is for the game to do things which involve your ignore and contact list, such as chat. So,
Armex says hi to GTM2.
Oh,
the waving.
Yeah, the waving doesn't really translate over radio too well. I'm going to have to apologize for that. Lightning just says, do the cliche items actually have a purpose? Yes, they totally do.
Yep.
Seriously.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So keep making them. Hank, could Tao's effect to the power of clothes influence the PvP fashion show? That would be funny and cruel. I actually have no idea whether it does or not.
Yeah, I don't know anything about PvP whatsoever.
Yeah, I've not ever opened the code for PvP because I don't want to touch it, so.
Yeah, I get PvP all over your hands. Ooh.
Yeah, no, it never really comes off. Not for 2 weeks, anyway. Yeah. Sable4 says, isn't it a bit hypocritical to say that everyone is fuckers who screws around with URLs when that's what you encourage with the very existence of suffing? Or is it exploring the boundaries of programming only encouraged whenever you know what it does ahead of time? It's I mean, I don't have a problem if someone explores the URLs and tries to make stuff happen. I just have a problem whenever they find something and feel the utter need to just tell everyone about it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just...
There's a difference between exploring and...
Spoiling.
And spoiling content for everybody.
Yeah. I mean, it's things like the hot stuff, which I had said before I had nothing to do with. It's just... Like I said, I don't really like that it's there at all, but it's not that big of a deal. But it's just, I don't know. Screwing with the URLs is how everyone found all the bugs back in the day. And it's not bad. I mean, we like people to find the bugs and then tell them about us. So tell them to us, so that way people who aren't as scrupulous or have as good of scruples. Is that a word?
Something like that.
Yeah, people who aren't quite as nice as other people could be can do the thing that make the game gooder.
Yeah.
Excelsior.
In other words, we like when white hats find them, but we don't like when black hats
Thank
find
you.
Them.
Thank you. I couldn't organize my thoughts in an organizational fashion.
Yes.
Let's see. Zwyrox says, shouldn't the player link thing work in a private message? Why doesn't it show a name instead of a number? It doesn't work in a private message because they're already blue, and that would be sort of weird. Although I guess I could make them links. I don't know. People already hate the shit out of that because it just causes people to spam incessantly. Just something I should have predicted. It shows a number instead of a name because it's essentially free for me to do it this way. If I had to look up a name for every time someone used the player rank, it would be multiplied by every time someone looked at that message in chat. It would just be way too much server load for no benefit. So mostly it's there so you can right-click on the player ID and, you know, see who it is without having to copy and paste. There's some extensions to the right-click menu that for the admins that are really nice for that. That I personally use almost every day. Let's see here. More questions. Send in more questions. We're near the end. Probably have some music here before too awful long.
Glebes asks if Jick has some sort of official KOL art drawing pen. He uses, last I knew anyway, he uses a Pilot Precise rolling ball. I don't know if he uses the V5 or the V7, though.
Yeah. But he gets the same pens every time.
Yeah.
Because they are consistent ink widthness, ness.
Yes.
Ness. Let's see here. Tim's and Tom's asking what the new out of the month is going to be like. We don't know. And why not make it so you can get and use multiple grimoires to get more items a day? There are limits to which we engage in gash crabbing, so, you know.
Yeah, and plus, I mean, nothing else of that sort works that way. You can't get more than 3 reagents, and you can't get more than 3 snow cones.
Some of us on staff do enjoy making money, but we also have some conscience. So being able to use multiple grimoires would just sort of be a little too far down the asshole path than we feel comfortable doing. And that's what makes the game great. We're not terrible assholes. We're just mostly assholes.
Just slight assholes.
Yeah. Some of us are more assholey than others. Assholey.
Kitu Dark asks if any of the various handhelds in the world can run this game. I believe people are running it on a PSP, but I don't know how.
Yeah, it's. I can't imagine how that works. I don't want to really buy a PSP to find out either.
Yeah.
So it would be interesting. I mean, if I could get Jick to just buy me one for that express purpose, I mean, I would be, you know, oh, gee, more toys. Please.
Oh, not more toys. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, if you insist. I also don't mean, like, the KOL has the possibility to be completely compatible with mobile devices. It's just, I don't know if I want to spend the time. I mean, we have to basically retrofit everything in the game to be tiny. And that would be a lot of work that I don't think Jick wants me to do. Like the as some of you might have read the thread gameplay discussion about making the inventory page smaller using a clever JavaScript, and that was basically axed because Jake doesn't think it's worth my time to have to maintain two inventory pages, or whoever ends up maintaining them whenever I clear out of here, whenever that happens. So, yeah, it's something that we could definitely do if we were having money problems, but since we aren't having money problems, really, I mean, we're making enough to keep the game going and pay us, which is good.
So. Which is not to say that you should stop sending us money.
Yeah, we do enjoy your money. I mean, your support. Thank you, kind sirs and madams, for your support.
Ah, yes.
Yes. We also run a monastery on the side. Which we're actually we don't because we're talking. This would be a really shitty monastery.
We instead of a vow of silence, we take a vow of soylence, which means we're not allowed to eat other people.
Yeah.
is it too soon still?
I already made a joke. I think we're good.
Okay.
Yeah. America wants us to tell everyone that the Naughty Sorcerers has agreed to be on his show on Saturday. So
great.
That should be interesting to listen to. So if you guys feel like hearing hearing what the Naughty Sorcerer sounds like, listen to his show. Let's see here. Doggalicious says, in European Romanticism, it was considered fashionable to hire hermits to live on one's property. Would it be possible for us to trade worthless trinkets to the hermit for him to sit in our campsite, giving us a buff to Moxie? And maybe similar things for Mystic Colony Muscle. It would make it way too easy to kill him if he could live on your property. So, I mean, we want the whole hermit killing thing to be
There'd be no puzzle at all.
Yeah. You just, like, sneak up on him and just, like, hit him with a wooden spoon until he died. Just a terrible way to go. I wouldn't suggest killing yourself with a wooden spoon.
No.
But killing other people with wooden spoons is all right.
Wooden knife, maybe.
Yeah. Like a wooden spork.
What happens if I refresh this?
It gives you new messages.
Woohoo!
Actually, I think we're good for songage here before too awful long. Let me song it up a notch.
Song it up a notch.
Yeah. I don't want to respond to the forums. Can you answer a question or two, Riff, while I queue up some Muzak?
Sure. Let me see here. So we already kind of answered that, and la 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 la.
La 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 la.
Yeah.
Having fun looking for a song?
Looking for a question.
You're looking for questions. I'm looking.
Yeah,
for
you're
songs.
Looking for songs. Are you having fun looking for a song?
I'm having lots of fun looking for songs. I'm not gonna play any Paul Anka, you bastards.
Okay, the retarded choir.
I'm not going to play fucking Paul Anka. Sorry, just is not going to happen.
Fred Levi asks, if Felonia is the second place winner of the Kingdom of Loathing's Most Evil Hotness competition, who's the first? Obviously, it's I Speculum.
Yeah, totally. Didn't you see his picture of his costume at the LARP?
Yeah, wow.
Yeah, that's some pretty lukewarm stuff there. All right, I got the 8 minutes or so of songs. I'm going to hit you guys with a double shot of Earthbound-inspired music. Warning, fucking explicit lyrics. So
don't be fucking the explicit lyrics. That was really lame.
Yeah, warning, explicit warnings.
Yeah.
So here you go with some Earthbound inspired music. Have fun, kids. We'll be back in a little bit.
Batter, batter.
Take a bat to the face.
Mother. motherfucker. You sucker, I'll be you like no other. From Onnit to Threed, doing what I need to save the day and keep Gygas at bay. Skip sandwich deluxe, speed up my feet, get through Skara before I die of heat. To a dungeon man, the brick road maze dude, happy, happy town.
What the fuck?
It's all blue, summers and winters, Tucson and Forsyth, chill with Andonuts or the Runaway Five. I got my posse in tow, Paula, Jeff, and Pooh. Pokey, watch out, cause we're coming for you. So grab your yo-yo and gun, we'll have a little fun. Bottle rocket in your face, yeah, you know I fucking won. Threw him to the curb, stomped the little bitch's face. Made the fat piggy cry, yeah, I put him in his place. So I saved the day and the world from devastation. United for peace across the Earth Foundation.
So back up
and shut up and bow at my feet. Ness is taking care of business, cause I'm fucking leap.
How you living, big man?
I'm having trouble with my tribbles. Shit smells so foul, you could call it double dribble. In fact, make it a triple. Got beef, we call it mutton. Moving through the vents, A3 and Charlie Dutton. I'm a strap bomb, verbal blitz vocation. I am patient with my rhyme scope, snipes like agents. A rap vacation, a rhyme elimination. Putting words on the page like birds flew to Asian. Hit hard like crack rock, they call me the shock doc. I'm stocking like pet shops on one of them red jobs. Sign pulling to pawpaw, smuggle like bed frames. 2 pounds of coleslaw delivered in red veins. They call me Hank on the roof, big man on a mission. Can't fuck with the truth, like bomb on your vision. 2 rounds can flash on your dome like baseballs. And face falls to the ground, calling like maze walls. Now they can't stop us cause we moving too fast. Enough sand in the eyes, turn the desert to glass. Hit them bow with a nuclear bomb detected. Infected with the rhyme meat rejected.
Master of the Psy, Pokey's causing trouble, and now he's gonna die. I come from Delam, where the samurai hail. I've gotta make my master proud, and prove that I will fail. These demons are attacking, cause I'm no defensive dude. HP's down to zero, but wait, I got the food. Hell's back again, Prince is back on top. Oh my god, critical smash, Spanish just got rocked. The hippie's got a toothbrush and a tube of Colgate. But blind you with those whites, Ness, you better look away. I'll slice some dice with my sword of kings. Still a fat lady sing, star slum in your
whoa,
face.
Whoa, where'd you get that?
Move training, running through the cities with people talking witty. From the dunes that are dusty down to old Saturn Valley, picking up presents and stealing Muzz's money. That's how I gotta roll if I wanna keep my honest.
Yeah, that's it. You don't get any more. Fuck you.
Hey, Earthbound, what the fuck is this? Apparently it's a three-dimensional plastic case with a modern-day circuit board mounted inside with a solid sense of purpose of entertaining the modern-day audience of years ago but not limited to today.
What?
Duh, but it never plays this game. Sounds lame, but it's true, and this unfortunate lack of gameplay and I cannot undo. The cartridge is downstairs, you dumb fuck. Go play it, I say.
I don't want to, Mommy. Games make my wee-wee tingle, okay?
Curiosity killed the cat, and cats are fat, so I measured the dimensions of the cartridge itself and come to the stunning conclusion. 5.5 by 3.5 by 1.something. Ah, fuck, that something means nothing. A chemical analysis proves nothing of hypothesis, of which I thought up in the shower while I read Nintendo Power.
What?
Ah, so I lied, but the fact remains that the game is made of gray plastic.
Or so I think.
Right through your hand. You showed me how to make each moment count. And I
I know now what life's all about. Across the sky, you came to me just like a shooting star. You came to me the love that's in your heart. When you live for love, how precious life can be. When you give your love, I truly do believe. If only for a moment, it's a miracle to see. So shine for all the world tonight, and live for love, your love to me. Na 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 na. Across the sky, you came to me just like a shooting star. You came to me the love that's in your heart.
Speakers on. Yay, I'm a good radio host. Like the sharks that we are, we have picked up a remora. Armac is now on the radio.
Hello.
So welcome, Armac.
Good evening.
Let's see here. Nightmare points out that we should Riff and Zeno should have to sing Happy Birthday to Sassy Lassie, even though she isn't here to hear it. Dude, Happy Birthday song is copyrighted. We'll get sued by the RIAA for playing that.
Absolutely.
So no way, man. I don't want to get sued.
Just don't sing it in MP3 form.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, this is kind of nice. I don't have to say Armac said in order for everyone to get the jokes.
Woohoo!
This was a good idea. Well, for now, anyways.
Until it proves to be a very bad idea.
Indeed. Oh, let's see here. We got a few more questions, which is good. I'm not going to read the Gun Runs question about sex, which is just sort of excessive. But he also says, hey guys, I'm currently trying out to be my marching band's low brass section leader. Do you guys have any tips? By the way, I play the baritone and the tuba. Volunteer to play the sousaphone, and whenever you have rests, do a little dance with your sousaphone. That wouldn't be my suggestion.
Yep.
The sousaphones in my old high school marching band used to do a little dance whenever they had rests. And they'd move the tuba up on their back, bring it down, then move it left, move it right, and then move it down. And it looked really cool because the bells would just sort of swish around in the air.
I just like saying sousaphone.
Yeah, it's a cool word.
Sousaphone.
Sousaphone. So yeah, definitely. Plus, you can now build up those beefy lower back muscles that all the chicks like. You know, you just walk around with like a halter top on,
you like bulging lower back muscles sticking out of.
Yeah. Maybe that's not such a great idea after all.
But you should totally do it anyway.
Yeah, totally. It's because something one or two internet jerks said it was a bad idea. That's meaning you shouldn't do it. Because it would be funny. I mean, good.
Yeah, you should totally prove us wrong.
Yeah.
And film it.
Yeah. Yeah. Damn it. I did it again. Fred Levi says, when will we get an anatomically correct heart-shaped balloon? Never!
Jake would have to draw it.
Yeah, that would be a significant
the heart of rock and roll.
Oh yeah, and actually the vampire heart is
they use the same image.
Oh, do they?
Yeah, I'm sure they do. They have to.
Vampire heart balloon.
Vampire heart. That'd be a great Wesley Willis song.
Rock on London, rock on Chicago. Folgers, it's good to the last drop. Ricker Scott wants to know what you did with all the post-rollover lag.
I ate it. Basically, what happened was we changed the way rollover works. See, what was making rollover take so long the last couple days was the fact that the way we used to do it was in order to do the Nightlife database backups, we would take down the database servers, do the backups, and bring them back up. Turns out that's a really crappy way to do things whenever you're running a game that's like ours and it's weird and that the most intensive maintenance activity causes the most intensive use activity. Basically in layman's terms, rollover makes the game be new and interesting for people and people want to play. So what we did was, for a while, we were just not taking the database down when we were doing the backups, and that turned out to take 30 minutes. So rollover was like 45 minutes. So that was also not good. So now we still do it that way, but instead of waiting for the rollover script to basically tar the files up into a big little tar ball and dash them on each other's hard drives, we stop at the point in which the data is copied from the database files to their backup files, and then we let people back on and just keep the tarballing, as it's called, for all of you who aren't intimately familiar with Unix processes, run in the background for the half hour that it takes to do it while everyone else plays, because it's not really an intensive activity, and we can do the game and the tarball at the same time. So that's how it works now, and it's not nearly as bad. I mean, I haven't been logging on it during rollover because I just sort of got out of the habit because it was so laggy.
Yeah.
But it seems to be better. I think that it's going to be all right now.
That was a good explanation.
Yeah.
Can you explain icing in hockey?
No.
Are you supposed to, like, put the icing on the...
I found that if you just take a regular plastic bag and fill it up with the icing, it's a lot easier than trying to use a piping bag.
Yeah.
In the shoe cakes, how do you make?
Shoe cakes. You got to put the icing on the shoe cakes.
Or else you'll get the hose again, which is really bad in hockey. The water freezes.
They have to run the Zamboni up the side of you.
Yeah, that's really tough to do while they're playing.
I also like to say Zamboni.
I want to drive a Zamboni sometime. I bet it'd be really fun for about, like, 15 seconds.
I want to make one road safe and drive it to work.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Yeah. And then the lease would call me up to drive the Zamboni. Megri says, Zito, thanks again for the contact page fixer upperness. You're welcome. I was really bored, so I did it.
That was awesome.
Rackham Rose says, so, what questions do you dread while you're doing these shows? Dread getting, rather, while you're doing these shows. I dread the question about my time that I spent in a Mexican prison.
Yeah, I don't need to hear that one again either.
Yeah, it wasn't fun. There was shoes involved, and they weren't
cakes, let me tell you.
Yeah. For reference, see Friday After Next. Or if doesn't like my shoe stories either.
Yeah, I also didn't see that movie.
You don't really want to. It's not that great.
Okay.
Some people like it. But
is that the first sequel or the second sequel?
The second sequel to Friday.
So it's next Friday and then Friday after next?
Yes. I actually have it, if you guys want to watch something that's...
No.
Fourth one's going to be like the third Friday in October.
Yeah. Istanbul says, why can't you combine a fancy chocolate with an icicle to form a fudge sickle so you can get the effects of the sickle and, like, one extra adventure per rollover?
Huh.
That's kind of funny. It would be bad, but funny. Johnny says, hey, Asymmetric Steph, care to expound on your decision not to use JavaScript to create the inventory page? Basically, I think it's a great idea. I would totally be up for it. The problem is that it's not worth my time to have to maintain two separate interfaces is basically the problem. We talked about it a little bit today, and we just, like, I have all the technical knowledge I need to do it. I have all the technical knowledge I need to make it degrade gracefully for everyone's situations. It's just, after I leave, it's going to be a nightmare for whoever is after me for them to maintain, so... And I guess I could just do it on the sly, just ensure myself having lots and lots of job security, which would be kind of fun. But, you know, what if I don't want to work here in, like, 5 years?
Yeah, I suggest you stop programming everything in that white space language.
Oh, man. That language isn't evil because it's white space. It's evil because it lets you manipulate the fucking program stack, and that's all you can do. It's just, like, there are, like, 10 commands that you have to do everything with, which is so great. Yaya MCG says, is RMAC wearing pants? I just have this feeling.
He'd better be.
Yaya McG.
Oh, yeah. I don't really want to look over there to find out, so I'm going to assume that maybe.
I'm averting my gaze.
He's also kind of drunk.
Yeah.
Mary says she's drunk, so.
Yeah. Bahu points out, when an eel comes about and it bites out your snout, that's amore.
Amore. Jazz hands.
They really did the jazz hands, folks.
I only did one jazz hand. It was sort of a half-assed hand jazz. Just doesn't sound very good. Benji Cord says, all of you sound a lot younger on the radio than you really are. For the longest time, I thought Riff was like 20 or so.
Clean living.
Yeah, I'm going to also have to go with clean living is my answer.
If by clean, you mean huffing cleaner.
I'm back, folks.
Woo!
Academic says, hey guys, thanks for the chat toys, especially forced tags. I was wondering if there was any way to cause clan mate color choice to override friends list color choice. There is, but I don't see the point. Really? I mean, shouldn't your friends be more important than your clan members? I don't know. Low rates? Percent signs? I don't know. Got bad credit? No problemo. Reaper77 says, will we be ever be allowed to give people the power to create ranks in the clan? And also, would it be allowed to have multiple leaders? These are things that I fear, while being useful for maybe one or two clans, would complete a complexity that rivals a Gordian knot.
How do you feel about, like, a chain of succession for absentee leaders?
I thought about that, and that's something I might do. Like, if you can, like... I keep meaning to, but I keep forgetting, is I should make it such that whenever the clan leader goes inactive, it chooses the person with the next highest degree as the new leader.
Yeah, that would work.
Yeah, rather than the lowest player ID, which doesn't make a whole lot of sense.
No.
But now that there's a defined progression of leadership, you know, there's people with higher degrees, it's easier to make a automated decision for all of the situations and just rely on and if we document it and then rely on clan leaders to set their clans up properly,
right,
then things will work out fine.
Is it documented that that's how it'll work? I mean, like, is there...
It's not really documented that that's how a clan leadership is transferred, that
right.
It's transferred by lowest player ID, but...
But when you put that in, maybe it should be documented.
Yeah, probably.
The leaders know.
Yeah. know who is going to go and kill them for their clan leadership.
Know who to like keep an eye on.
Yeah. It's sort of like being a king and having a noble class. You have to worry about assassins. I'm sure everything in the kingdom is equally as dire, if not more serious than that. So. Lama Man says, is there any reason that sending messages in chat with right-click menus and other chat commands don't stave off the 15-minute timeout? Probably, but I don't know really why. It shouldn't. I mean, it uses the same command to submit the chat than it does whenever you submit the chat. I don't know why it's not staving it off 1, 2, 3, you know? Hey, now I can count to 3. I'll look into it. See what the hell, what in the hell is going on. Fred Levi, doing more We Heart Katamari Cousins stuff that I don't really want to read. Silver Wolf 727 says, you guys occasionally give hints on puzzles in the game. What is your policy on this, or is it just random to mess with our heads? Also, great work on the game. Keep it up.
We enjoy messing with people's heads.
I do thoroughly enjoy messing with people's heads. You should have seen the vicarious glee that we all just exuded whenever the MPZR went live.
Yeah, yeah.
You should give another hint about the sunken chest.
Nah,
speaking of messing with people's
heads. I think we've given enough hints.
Yeah.
Wait, is that a conscience I see developing? Or
we don't want to make it too easy.
he does appear to be conscious, so maybe that's something. Johnny Extreme says Douglas Adams died on his birthday, so you could take that either way. Well, what a great birthday present.
He was
great.
Very surprised when they threw the party for him.
A little too surprised, I guess.
Decline says, what does the invalid password entered message mean all about in chat? Basically what happens is if you change your password, you, well, here, let me back up on that, actually. The way we implement security against a certain feature, or attack vector in the game, is requiring you to pass your password hash to the server all the time. Basically, the problem is if someone crafts a link to a script in a special way, they can, and you click it, they can make you send stuff to them, or, like, log you out or do nasty things with your account. But since we pass the password hash that your account has along with pretty much everything, those sorts of attacks are impossible because you can't craft that last bit of information that you need to create this attack. And whenever you change your password, it at least for chat, it doesn't know that you changed it. So it just gives you all these weird things. The solution is to log out. I'm surprised the password changing script doesn't automatically log you out, but I'll have to look into that. Maybe that's not intended behavior. But more people talking about Wii. Sean Clonery says, "Rift is barnacle potato, not baby gravy fairy." That doesn't make any sense. The emo squid is barnacle potato.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's
but
probably
it's
just one of those, and then the adventure effect.
I think that's right, though. I think it is. I think it's not a full barnacle potato.
Yeah, maybe. No, Chester Meatpot follows up the period net hack thing. It's an Anchorman reference. Menstruation attracts bears. What? I never saw Anchorman.
Yeah, I didn't either.
Yeah.
Something about a whale penis in that.
Yeah, I don't want to talk about whale penises.
Even better.
Yeah, whatever. It's reproductive organs. I don't care to think about for more than a couple seconds. Fred Levi says, did you invent the bugbear? Where did it appear first, the whole bug bar thing? Bugbears are a pretty common sort of fantasy monster. You can find them in a lot of things, including KOL. So it's not original. The Cyclops says, why not have the right-click menu show the Whois option for screens outside the chat window so we could do a quick Whois from places like the store screen? The problem with that is there is not a reliable way for the JavaScript to detect whether you're in chat or not. so we can't make that work every time. So I just clip them off like a bad hangnail. And then it just sort of flutters in the ground and gets stuck in the carpet for like a year. And then some baby walks by and cuts his foot open on it, and then gets like ringworms and dies.
That's a very specific analogy.
Yeah. I mean, aren't all analogies supposed to be that specific?
Anyway,
you know, moving on from ringworms.
Vlad asks, so Riff, how do you have the Toast trophy but no lifetime PvP ranking? That is because that is one of the few trophies that existed before Ascension and before lifetime PvP ranking was tracked.
Yeah, and he was on the Ascension testing team and he was a dirty exploiter.
No, no, I got that one perfectly legit. Well,
oh, you did?
Yeah, the Toast trophy I got before we started doing Ascension.
Didn't that also predate the PvP change?
I think so, yeah.
So all those records got wiped anyway, so. Or weren't kept track of, or.
Oh, when was that put in?
A long, long time ago.
Yeah.
Crimbo 2004? Or before?
Before that. No, way before that. Seems like.
I can't remember years.
Backwards. Wait, no, it would have been between Crimo 2004 and Ascension rollout, because that's when Ascension testing was. So, nice 6-month gap for you to think of thinking. If you really cared, you could probably go through the old announcements and figure it out, but I don't care enough to do it.
And you just explained something weird about it. I have a lifetime PvP thing, but I haven't PvP'd since January of 2005.
Hmm.
And, yeah. But people who PvP'd since then don't have one, and we can't quite figure out the pattern.
Like I said, I have not looked at PvP stuff ever since I've started working here, so. I can't tell you. More people asking for weird familiars. Free Levi says, can we put the lime in the Coke, you nut? No! Stop it!
That's even worse.
Yeah.
It's a crappy reference. It would be a crappy reference to a crappy reference of a crappy thing. That's three times as bad.
Plus, it's a misstatement because there's cloaca.
Yeah.
Yeah. If I'm going to scream and throw a huge hissy fit all over this floor if I see that again. So be sure to send one in so I can throw a huge hissy fit. I've been meaning to do that for a while.
Nova Knight 21 asks, why does the Armory and Leggery shopkeeper keep changing? That's because it's difficult for a guy with no arms and no legs to do that job, so he switches off. There's like just a bunch of those guys that live together, and you know, they share the duties.
They live above the.
Yeah, they've got like an apartment.
Must be tough to go upstairs.
They hop. Legs.
On their little stumps.
Yeah. They're like monopods.
Yeah. Like that the little brother animal, the parrot.
Yeah.
King of the dregs.
I can do it on my own.
Let's see here. Count trying to get us to give him more information about the cliche items, which we will refuse. Amiably refused to comment upon.
Bahu says, now that Mother 3 has finally happened, are there any Earthbound references in-game yet? Has Mother 3 come out?
It was very close the last time I checked. I don't know if it's actually out yet, but if it is, I'll have to go... I guess it wouldn't be translated.
Well, yeah, it's probably... That's the sort of game that's not going to be worth importing.
Yeah.
So we'll have to wait until it gets translated.
Yeah.
I'm eager for that, though.
Yeah, it should be a pretty good time. Ronke says, how do you do, Jets? Have you seen Pirate Baby's Gabbana Street Battle Street Fight 2006?
Just thinking about that.
Yes, I have,
yes,
and
have.
It is awesome.
we enjoy some Pirate Baby Gabbana Battle Street Fight 2006.
If I would... Oh, man, I would be so happy if that was a real game.
Oh, yeah.
Hell
yeah.
People also wanting the Draenor not to do things on Saturdays. more Katamari questions. Really, guys? We actually don't like Katamari Damacy that much.
I mean, I like it, but I'm not obsessed.
Yeah, the Katamari questions can safely fall to the wayside, and you will not lost any respect or spirit whatsoever, is what I'm saying.
Here's somebody again talking about how the fact that gift items can't be used in the trade function is causing scamming. Look, don't try and buy gift items. They're gifts. If you want one, get someone to give it to you.
Yeah, you're re-gifting. That's so cheap.
That's rude, man.
Yeah, and crude.
You don't sell gifts.
It's not going to stop people from trying.
Yeah, it's not going to stop people from trying, but neither are we going to make it.
The items are inherently worthless. That was kind of the point. Why are you trading for them? They have no value. They have no resale value. The only thing that you could possibly get a little bit of money from was maybe the fake hands. Because people like to collect them, but it just... Questions are kind of skimpy. Send in more questions, please. Alfie says, do you have any idea when the level 13 Naughty Sorcerer stuff is going to be implemented? E.g., 2 weeks, 5 weeks, 2 months? You tried to put a quantitative number on time for stuff that we do.
Yeah, obviously hasn't played today. It's already out.
Huh?
We have no idea.
Yeah.
Maybe
it's tomorrow, and
maybe it's not.
Maybe it's yesterday. I just forgot.
Sometime between Tuck Day and Fried Egg.
Tuck Day? So many questions. Count says, you were in a Mexican shoe prison? No, it was a regular Mexican prison. Haven't you ever been in one before?
In Turkish prison?
Yeah.
Do you think they give you Turkish delight in a Turkish prison?
I don't know. I don't know what that is. I don't think I want to know.
It's like a crush between gummy bears and marshmallows.
So it would make a good sudzu replacement if you ran out of gummy bears?
Possibly, yeah.
That's what the kid in the Chronicles of Narnia was always kind of eat.
Mm.
It's good stuff, actually.
Yeah.
Well,
I mean, I just wonder about the prison design of the Turkish prisons. It's like they couldn't make it a Turk prison. They could only come close.
That's awful. Turk-like prison. Turk-esque.
I have the same question about Jewish people.
Pseudo-Turk prison.
Just happy to be here. Wants to know if anyone's actually earned a Talisman of Bacula yet.
No. Let's find out.
And by earned, you mean got totally lucky.
Well, yeah, that's earning. And the most... blatant sense for this item. I can find out if the page... That's the wrong page. Sing-song voice makes time go faster. And it's good radio. Where the hell did I put it? There it is. Nope, there appear to be the same two that there ever were.
Oh, really?
Actually, there's three because I have one in my... And Hanks, for some reason.
Who's the third? Does Scully have one?
No, it was still Aubrey Anne.
She only has one, though.
Yeah, I have one in my inventory. I also have one in Hanks.
I see.
Yeah, because I ascended for some reason. Mr. Sinister, could someone please poke number 6 in the butt with a sharp stick so he'll actually respond to his messages? Thanks. Number 6 is likely asleep. I don't want to reveal who number 6 is, but there is a good reason for him being asleep right now.
And
he will be on within a couple of hours.
I don't even want to try and imagine how much mail he gets.
Yeah, he's got to be swamped.
He's a good guy, though. I mean, if your mail merits an answer from him, then you'll probably get one.
Yeah.
Eventually.
Rev Noodley says, can we put the lime and the lotion and the coconut in the basket? Thanks. Thanks a lot. For nothing. So I for my birthday I got a bits of infinite space, and I'm like, thanks for nothing.
Oh, but you can fill it with infinite Jello.
Yeah. We could fill anything with infinite Jello.
That's true. That's true. Any space can be filled with infinite Jello.
There's got to be some sort of perpetual motion machine in that.
Maybe like a pump that pumps the Jello out of the space.
It pumps the Jello out of the space, or else it needs to hold.
Or maybe based on the weight of the of infinite Jello.
Yeah, infinite Jello probably has to weigh a lot. Like at least 2 pounds.
At least.
Yeah. Aralis says yes. Mother 3 is out in Japan.
Woo! If only I could read Japanese.
If only I could read more Japanese than a 3-year-old.
Yeah.
Final Fantasy IX Master says, guild content, and then he makes a smiley with an open mouth. Yeah. That's Rift's sort of pet project. He has made progress.
I have progressed on that in the last couple of days.
Yeah.
Will not be too much longer before the next quest is finished, finished at least in terms of writing.
Yeah.
As Scully pointed out to me recently, any content due to be put in the game actually has a 6-month waiting period before it actually happens.
I think he said 18-month waiting
period. Oh, that's right.
The reference behind that joke is that KWE was written 18 months ago.
Yeah.
And we just now got around to implementing it. So, yeah, that was the joke. It wasn't very funny if you weren't us, but... let's see here. NekoShan314 says Turkish Delight is disgusting. That is all.
You're so wrong. Maybe you just got bunk Turkish Delight, because I've had some Turkish Delight that was really good.
Bunk Turkish Delight. That's the name of my new heavy metal man.
Some of it has like rose petals in it, and you kind of want to avoid that unless you like the thought of eating soap. But the regular sort is good.
I've never had either, so...
If they offer you a Turkish Delight in a Turkish prison, say no.
Susie3 says, the astronomer, shouldn't that monster be sleazy? No. He wasn't just assume that he wasn't the astronomer who named all the stuff. I mean, he's just another astronomer.
And Joy asks for more funny objects. Yes, there will be many more funny objects.
We have
not necessarily the ones you suggest, but there will be.
Yeah.
But our general plan is to add one or two more funny objects to the list every month. And that's not a promise, but that's the guideline we're going to try and make.
Yurik the Real Bad says, hey, Xenophobia, will you tell us about your zero-day ascension? It wasn't a zero-day ascension. It was a zero-turn ascension.
Yeah.
And that's basically...
Two lines down, she says, I mean zero-turn ascension.
Oh, I didn't even see that. basically, I got some fairy dust, and I snorted it, and then I was like...
He made that noise the whole time.
Yeah, it was really... It annoyed the rooster so much. And then I was, like, clicking so fast that my turns overflowed the integer, and that's how I did it.
Our Mac has been startled by our printer.
Yeah, it does that sometimes, mostly when to scare and confuse people. Slime says, if any space could hold an infinite amount of Jell-O, what would happen if you tried to fill a Klein bottle with Jell-O? It would just be really hard to clean afterward. That's pretty much all that would happen.
Yeah.
I really want a Klein bottle, actually, so I can fill it with, like...
I saw a website once that sold them.
Yeah, there's a website that sells them, yes.
Yeah.
But they're really expensive.
Yeah. Because the guy hand-blew them.
Right? Yeah, I want one, but not that much.
Yeah.
Like, I'd buy a green laser pointer before I bought a Klein bottle.
Man, I saw a website that sold, like, the green laser pointers that... Like cut through electrical tape and
oh hell
those pointers.
Those are lasers, not laser pointers.
They were laser pointer size.
Oh,
I don't know.
That's kind of creepy. think of all the cool things you could do with it though. You could just like sit at the street corner and just like burn holes and shit as they pass by.
I think a Jedi ever ran into battle with a laser pointer by accident.
I was at a rave once long ago where they'd rented a laser for, like, the light show, but I guess they rented it from the wrong sort of place, because it was evidently, like, an industrial laser of some sort. People, you could see, like, the beam going across the ceiling, and people were, like, holding their cigarettes up into the beam to light them.
Nice.
That's very real genius.
Yeah.
That's, hey, free cigarette lighter.
Yeah.
Ah, my hand! You get those pictures with, like, the safety pictures with the hands with a chunk missing?
Yeah.
You could do that with a laser pointer.
Tall people would be screwed.
Yeah. Hair catching on fire.
The warning sign that says, do not look into laser with your other eye.
Neko-chan 3014, in reference to her, his or her, Turkish delight experiences. Mine was cross. Mine was this gooey raspberry crap, and I love raspberry. I wanted to vomit.
Sorry.
Should have vomited. It would have been. It would have tasted better.
It's not my fault.
Yeah.
Arieth says, "Do you think that the wiki page has made getting ahead in KOL too easy?" It's one of those love it or hate it things. I mean, every now and then when I'm writing stuff, I need to be able to see those references, and the wiki is handy. But yeah. I think it does make stuff too easy. But, I mean, we have no control over it, and no way to have any control over it. So we just sort of learn to live with it.
Yeah.
I mean, like, if it's... I mean, I'm a regular player in the sense that I try to... you know, solve stuff as best I can. If I need the wiki, I'd make a choice. Like, well, this is gonna take the fun out of it, but maybe I have a plane to catch tomorrow and won't be able to play my turns, and I just want to get the hell on with things, you know?
Yeah.
More people for me to disable. There's this weird guy who just keeps getting new IPs and keeps registering multis. Disable. Did you hear that giant explosion sound so very far away? That was the sound of me disabling two people.
It makes an implosion noise, like bamf.
Yeah.
Like teleporting them to nowhere.
Yeah.
And just for good measure, we will also IP ban this guy. Yay! Not this guy, but I don't think he'd appreciate that a lot.
Who's going to lead the rhino?
That toast dude. But these people to whose attention I have been called. I don't think that's right. IP band!
We're out of questions. Send us more questions.
Yeah, I like me some questions. Kettering Dave says, hey, I think I know that guy. KleinBottle.com. I've got a pretty small bottle. Haven't attempted to fill it yet. Kettering Dave, are you Upsilon by chance? If you are, send me a K-mail because I think I know you. You may not be, though. Science 220 says, when you say there aren't any questions, does that mean there are no questions or no good questions? Yes.
Yeah. One or both of those.
Yeah.
They sort of amount to the same thing.
Yeah. Not a real distinction.
Yeah.
Bob the T says, you have updated the chat features again with the player link command. Now you must update the version number to 0.9302. Never! I don't agree with versioning that. Fine.
Is it ever going to go to version 1.0?
Maybe whenever I overhaul it, like I keep meaning to.
You just keep adding decimal, like a decimal and then another number and a decimal and another number.
Yeah.
Or just start giving it like names of different types of jungle cats, so that no one can remember which one is which.
That's a great idea.
That'll get Steve Jobs' lawyer's attention.
Are you using KOL chat version Thundercat or KOL chat version Ultra Puma?
Ultra Puma.
You and shoes, man.
Yeah. Oh, wait. Oh, shoes. Arieth says, how often you gotta swing that fanfic? As much as I need to. Not a minute, not a moment, or not a quantity more.
It's really the highlight of his day, I think.
Yeah. No, the highlight of my day is whenever I point someone.
Yeah. Yes.
That's so much fun.
Yeah. If you see Zeno in chat, ask him what point does.
he'll be more than happy to show you.
Yes, I will be very, very happy. Be very nice.
See where the next questions are. Keep sending us questions, or I'll talk in that funny voice again.
Yarrick insists on a real answer to the question about your zero turn ascension.
I have goddamn god powers in this game. Here we go. What we're going to do is we're going to see how many zero turn ascensions Xenophobe Hope could do before the end of the show.
Wow, look at him go.
Yeah. Take my pet rock with me just for the fun of it.
You got the sonars on the first turn.
Wait, I didn't play any turns. What are you talking about?
I
forgot to be naked. That doesn't happen usually.
The tutorial gave him...
Yeah, tutorial says, here's some pickles.
All right, I'm ascending. And I am reincarnating as a female turtle tamer with no skill, because I didn't actually have any skills to begin with. This one actually won't be a zero turn one, because I had spent some turns. Resurrect. Let's do it again.
I feel like the Pedrock should... be the only familiar that doesn't go astral.
that's kind of funny, actually.
It has no anima, you know? It's
just a rock.
Or animus. Let's see here. Da-da-da-da. Going to ascend again. And we're going to reincarnate as a male sorcerer and take Patience of the Tortoise. So that's the only other skill I had. We'll go hardcore Oxygenarian this time. Welcome back to the Kingdom of Loathing, you noob. One more time for feeling.
You should have made a video of it. You know.
Yeah, this would have been the best video ever.
Totally upstage Mr. Bill.
Yeah. My zero-day hard oxy ascension.
You should have joined the NO contest.
Oh, I would have totally dominated that contest. And some will do an accordion thief who's male who takes sauce contemplation. Is a pack rat and is a softcore no path. That's Rubble Settle as.
Wow. You're good at this game.
Yeah, I just like poonzored the leaderboards. So, does that make you feel better, Yerk the Real Bad? I'll have 3 0 turn ascensions. That killed a good 5 minutes.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know, but you can't get your day count below one.
Yeah, it doesn't let you do that.
So who's godlike now?
Punzord.
Hipster McPomo says, "What's your sign, baby? Wood."
I'm a pack rat.
Yeah, I think I'm also a pack rat right now.
Lord Mackerel asks, any chance of some new shields in the game? There's not many low-level ones at the moment. Yeah. New shields will be coming out as part of the level 15 skills.
Yeah. I appear to have suitably entertained the chat with my multi-ascending antics. People may have done 1 days, but I've done 3 1-days. Bahu says, any plans for more words to spell with the random letters? They keep wanting to do Dadaism jokes, but it's just, other than the chicken with the rubber chicken with the pulley in the middle, I just don't get it.
I like the fuzzy teacup.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah.
We'll probably do that one eventually. That's one that'll wait until Scully's up here.
Yeah. Mjark the Real Bad apparently feels great after I have suitably abused my station. station abuse is something that is very, very fun to do. I suggest you try abusing your stations. Not your friendly neighborhood radio stations, but your other stations. Like your
TV station.
TV station and your space station.
LlamaMan58 asks if you can make rocks large enough that you can't move them.
I don't know. I can make rocks that are so small that I can't see them. And they float.
But how do you know?
I have an electronic scanning microscope.
Oh, I see.
And I can feel them, but I can't see them.
Okay.
You know? But rock, I can make a big rock. Let me make a big rock real quick.
Can you make 2 to the 65 big rocks?
No, I can only make 2 to the, like, I don't even know what the number is. Oh, 2 to the 16 big rocks. I'm just going to make 1 because I'm awesome. There, a big rock.
Wow.
Yeah, isn't this great? Great for you guys.
I had to use a clover to get that.
Yeah. You guys want to see something else cool? Give me a minute. Find another question, Riff.
I'm not doing real good here with that task. It may be that I've failed.
It may be.
Kettering Dave says he doesn't think he's the Kettering Dave you're looking for.
Okay, never mind then.
Refresh my things.
It is done!
What have you done?
Look at me, look at me, look at me.
Click.
I'm looking at Xenophobe.
Oh, you can't see my weapons because I've got them cloaked. Damn it, never mind. Yeah. I equipped a big rock as my weapon.
Great.
Ooh. Should make it your sign then.
No, I can't do that. Yeah. I forgot that my inventory was cloaked.
Or your tattoo, maybe?
No, it wouldn't work that way either. Arius says, you always abuse your powers like that? Always. That's part of the job.
Isn't that what they're for?
Yeah. That's why I don't get paid that much.
Because of the fringe benefits.
Yeah. Oh, we got about 10 minutes left. 15.
More questions.
Reefy Cheap says, can you fix the K-mails so that we have subject titles in our K-mails? That's something I've been wanting to do for a while, but I don't know. Might just make... I mean, subject titles certainly aren't...
That would make more sense if you could see your mails in a list...
Yeah.
In which you didn't see the mails themselves. I mean,
right.
A subject title isn't much use if the mail is right beneath it.
It would only be useful if you could search Outbox by that.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Which would actually kind of be useful.
Yeah. Slime says, the easy way to invent a new mythical creature is to take a normal one and add wings. Lion becomes Griffin, horse becomes Pegasus, hawk becomes Double Hawk!
Excellent. Excellent.
Yeah. What does a flying buffalo become?
A double flying buffalo, I
guess. That's right. Yeah,
I don't know, but the wings are tasty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. They're not very beefy. Arieth says, have you considered automatically saving outgoing K-mails to the outbox? Once or twice?
Automatically saving outgoing. Don't we do that already?
Yeah,
well,
yeah.
You can check mark to do it.
Yeah, it's not. You need to specifically... Do it.
But you only have to do it once.
Do it to it, Brutus. Yeah, you only have to do it once. Vlad Slipshod says, according to your profile, happy KOL birthday, Xeno. Thank you.
Oh, happy KOL birthday.
Woo! Cool. 2 years of this crap.
And the court's got you.
Yeah, really. Nick and Sergny says, favorites, liquor, beer, and mixed drink. I am a teetotaler, so no.
I don't know. Is a gin and tonic a mixed drink?
Sort of. Mix them.
Yeah, I guess so. I guess mixed then.
I love that you're a teetotaler who makes fun of everyone else for being wussy drinkers.
Yeah. Well, back when I did drink, I was a good drinker.
Yeah.
But I don't drink.
You're resting on your laurels now.
Yeah, my laurels are pointy and leafy. They're not very fun to sleep on. Puts brown at leafy, a leaf. Why is that funny?
Because what's brown and sticky?
Yeah, I know, but it's still not funny. It shouldn't be funny, but it is.
Well, it's extra not funny. It brings it all the way around.
Good old energy overflow. Nick O'Chan 314 says, what do you suggest I use on the Naughty Sorcerers instead of a furry suit? Your birthday suit.
Vaporub.
Questions are coming in nice and slow. Alfie says, would you ever add a religion to the kingdom so we can worship you as gods? No.
You can do that anyway.
Three gods.
Yeah.
Not including the RNG.
Yeah, the RNG is sort of like the shadow puppeteer god.
Yeah, they're not. They're not so much gods as like legend. I don't know. Demigods, maybe, I guess.
Yeah. Famous dead guys.
Legends. Famous dead guys, yeah.
You can play cards with them if you ascend. Spoiler. Questions are nice and scant.
We could go back to the beginning and start answering them again.
Hey, there we go.
Count asks, would it be possible to pull things out of your terrarium?
No, we were suggesting... No, that's not...
Okay.
Grayson says, where the fuck are my trousers? On your legs.
Did you look behind the couch?
Did you look behind your trousers?
I think they drop in the orchasm. No pun intended.
No. Dropped his trousers in the orchasm.
That's... Mary of Doom does not approve. Going through the questions. These are really sucky questions because we answered them already.
My tongue still hurts. Watch out for that hot soup, kids.
Also, watch out for snakes.
Yeah.
Snakes.
Like snakes.
Jewish serpents.
Yeah.
Hey, hey, you got the snakes. What are you going to do?
Nice lady.
Nice lady.
No one asked about the pickle factory today.
No, I don't think anyone found it.
I don't think anyone saw it, yeah.
I'll just have to try again next time. We bring it back.
None may know its hour if it's coming and going.
Woo! Jerkso says, interesting idea. If someone gets a permanent banning chat, they cannot access Flea Market, KML chat, or any others that allow their multis to trade with each other. Whenever you get a normal ban, it bans all trade and communication. So you can't... I don't know if you can visit the mall or not. You might be able to.
I think you can.
Yeah. But you can't send messages to your multis, so it's a little harder for you to do the things that you need to do. The Rum says there should totally be a Discordian accordion in the game.
There should be.
I don't know if the lady would approve of accordion.
You can literally hail Discordia.
Yeah. Insigne asks if next month's item will roll out on time this month. I mean, come on, we've been on time for like the last 2 or 3 months, so
yeah,
we earn a little bit of slipshod work.
Right.
Yeah. We got like 10 minutes left. I could play like a bunch of songs.
That's probably a good idea.
Let me cue them up.
Paul Anka.
I'm not
Paul
going to play any goddamn Paul Anka, you filthy bastard.
But his cover of Smells Like Teen Spirit.
That was pretty funny.
Did you put it on the network hard drive somewhere?
I'm not hooked up.
Oh, well, how the hell am I supposed to play it then?
Because you have godlike powers.
Zap, Paul Anka. I don't have the ability to.
You just zapped Paul Anka.
You bastard! Wow,
with a pine wand.
Movie
and he's now Barry Manilow.
You're running a Macity Mac Max, so I can't really help you get to the network hard drive. There's some compressor we could play that.
Yeah, play a bunch of compressor.
Crush.
Yeah, I'm trying to see which one it is.
And play a Lady from Ipanema too.
See, I'll queue up Crush Rappers, that MP3. What did you say?
Lady from Ipanema, I think is it's called. Girl from Ipanema.
That's no lady.
That's only like 5 minutes. I had to play my usual ending stuff, so I'll tack that on. No, not that.
How about the Gadangadang Teen Spirit?
There's two songs that I always play at the end of all my shows. I'm going to queue those up and see where the time brings us. That's 8 minutes.
How about Vitamins? That's a good one.
That's a good one, yeah. The compressor ones are kind of short anyways. Vitamins are good.
And compressor does not dance.
We don't need that many.
Okay.
Let's see. Did you put Vitamins in here?
It should be the entire list of all his songs.
But I just can't figure out which one it is.
It's about 3/4 way down the list. It's called K-Dash Vitamins.
It's like your titles are all untitly.
Yeah.
All right, so here is a shitload of music because we're out of questions. So good night, everybody.
Woot!
Good night.